Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club, the place investors go to gain actionable advice, learn about current market trends, and hear war stories from other professional investors out there in the field today. Before we get started, I have two quick housekeeping items to cover. First, if you like the episode, we would very much appreciate a like, subscribe, and share. It is the best way to support the show and keep it running. Second, if you are a new investor looking to get started in real estate or an experienced investor looking to take your investing to the next level, we created an ebook for you that will cover how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance those deals with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. On top of that, I throw in an insane amount of free bonuses that you'll have access to once you buy the ebook. All we charge is our admin costs to keep the show running. So, if you're serious about real estate investing and want to create both active and passive income as an investor, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com and click on the button that says Get the ebook to grab yourself a copy today. So, with that said, let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest with us, ready to drop some investor knowledge on you. So buckle up, grab your pen and paper, and enjoy the ride. All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. Today we have Aaron Norris. This is a daily deal review. Aaron's primary or main episode aired probably 1 or 2 days behind this. So if you missed out, go check that out. Aaron goes deep into the data of real estate. So it's a good one to listen to. But today Aaron is here to talk about his deal. So Aaron, where was this deal located?
It was in Riverside County, California, Harupa Valley.
Ooh, California. So it had to have been big numbers. What type of property was it?
It was a wholesale deal. I bought it from a very well-known flipper out here, and he didn't want to do this one, and he got it off of direct mail.
Ooh, nice. Wholesale deal. You're the first person to say their daily deal review was a wholesale deal. So this will be interesting. You already kind of mentioned it, but how'd you find it?
Yep. He got it from direct mail, and it was an absentee landlord that he got it from, and I inherited a tenant. And this is why the story gets so good.
Inherited tenants are always fun, right? So what about this deal got you excited? Why'd you want to buy it?
Number one, it was from a very well-known wholesaler and a very good friend. I was working more than 40 hours a week during a gig. So, you know, trying just to make my way in real estate. This was in a slightly nicer area, nicer house. The price, I bought it for $220,000. It had recently been upgraded in some ways. So I felt pretty comfortable that I'd be okay. And I got an under 5%, a 4.25% loan on it. It barely cash flowed, but I believed in when I bought it that it would go up in equity, and it did.
Cool. So it just, the numbers, it sounded like made sense to you. That was your main motivation to get into that guy.
Yeah. And I was focused more on the equity gain. Also a mistake.
All right. So, you already kind of brushed over this briefly, but how'd you go about financing it?
Regular loan. I was under 10 loans at the time. So regular lender, had a W-2 job, wasn't difficult to do. Put 20% down, conventional financing.
When I got started in real estate, the first one I had a W-2, but after that I did not, and I missed it. I missed that W-2. It makes everything so much easier just to be able to go to a bank and be like, hey, I got this W-2.
It sure does. So, yeah.
Awesome. So how did you go about adding value to it?
I didn't think I had to do anything. We walked through with the tenant who wanted to stay, and we walked through and like, does anything need to be changed, upgraded, fixed? Nope. Everything's great. Within 30 days after I closed, I had to replace 3 sliders. A 1970s glass slider just fell out. There was 2 dead trees. One was on a very steep hill behind the house, and we were in a wind zone, and the other was in the front yard with some issues that could have fallen over on the house. So right out of the gate, I was about 20 grand deep in some repairs that were unexpected.
Whew, that's tough. So how'd you go about exiting?
I got lucky. I bought that, I think, around 2012. I forget the, it doubled in price. The house taught me a lot. It flooded at one point. We had roots that had grown into the water, and it broke, flooded the house while he was gone on a holiday, a Friday before July 4th weekend. He was a hoarder. It was, I learned the craziest thing in this house. I ended up finally got him out, repaired it and flipped it. It had doubled in price, but at that point I had put 50 grand in. So it wasn't like a home run, but it did its job. It was rented for $1,325 a month, and I 1031 exchanged that into Florida into three brand new houses that were each rented for $1,325, and much different tenant, new inventory with not a lot of repairs, and I've been a very happy guy.
Those inherited tenants, they can be rough, especially if they've got a chip on their shoulder.
And I never complained to the wholesaler, by the way. That's a good way to never get contacted ever again.
That is very kind of you. I would have, that's very kind of you. So it sounds like, you know, this was a good deal. I mean, you know, it wasn't slam dunk because the headache, you know, time, value, money, the headache factor was pretty big, but, you made out pretty well. It doubled in value, which is absurd when you're talking about any real estate deal. Being able to double the value of the property is, anyway you look at it, that's going to be a good deal. So what was the biggest lesson that you learned going through this entire process?
More cash flow. That I should have not, you just can't go into real estate deals assuming that the market's always going to go up. I should have gone in knowing that I should have been prepared to go long-term the entire way. Inheriting tenants, I would just do a lot more homework upfront, maybe hired an inspector. I was just so hungry for the deal at the time because I was just getting started. So, and repairs, the importance of having the right team in place. I got lucky with a handyman that on a Friday, on a July 4th weekend, saved my butt, who went out there and was there till 1 a.m. fixing a half flooded house. Oh, you don't want me repairing anything.
Wow, man. I hope you bought him a drink after that. That would have been a rough one.
I treated him well and he was very sweet. He moved and he wanted to thank me that I had shown him how the business should be done. And he was inspired to be in the industry because of how we handle things together. And that was partly because of him, but I believe in taking care of your tenants. But it was probably one of the nicest compliments I ever gave. But he came through for me on multiple occasions.
I love it. So it sounds like the biggest lessons here, do your due diligence, make sure you get those inspectors to walk the property and really dive into the issues that you're going to be running into when you actually, you know, take it down, and then have your team in place. I mean, it sounds like you got lucky, but if you're not lucky, things could go south pretty quickly. So,
yeah,
I love it. So, hey man, thank you for coming on here and going over your deal. I appreciate going through the details.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. For everybody who's here with us today, thank you guys for showing up. Again, you're the reason we do this, so we appreciate having you here. Other than that, hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic week. If you want to check out Aaron's full episode, look maybe 1 or 2 days behind this, and you'll find the main episode there. So I hope you have a good week, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and were able to pull some actionable advice that you can go home with and apply to your own investing business. Before you go, I have a gift for you. If you're a new investor looking to get started or an established investor looking to take your business to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you available on the website. This ebook will cover how I was able to create both active and passive income in real estate with very little money to start with. In it, I will address the three most often cited obstacles new and veteran investors run into by showing you how to find a deal that's actually a deal, how to finance that deal with little to no money down, and how to exit a deal for maximum value. And if you get the ebook today, I'm going to bury you in bonuses, 7 of them to be exact. First, you'll get the off-market lead generation blueprint, which will take you through the exact systems and processes we use to generate off-market leads like clockwork, which is the most important skill when it comes to creating real wealth in real estate. Then you'll get the A to Z REI systems and vendors guide, which will allow you to peek under the hood of our business and see the exact tools and systems and even the vendors we use to grow our business. After that, you will get the top 100 best performing keywords pack, which will give you the exact keywords we use to target leads online and generate leads without having to lift a finger. Next, you'll get the contracts bundle for wholesaling and renting real estate, which will give you access to all of the contracts we use in the field to execute all types of transactions. After that, you'll get the investor's quick analysis calculator and offer tool, which will allow you to quickly calculate whether a deal is an actual deal and will allow you to create an offer automatically from those calculations. Next up, we'll give you the investor's daily success tracker, which is a tracker you can use to ensure you are taking the right actions day in and day out to reach your financial goals in real estate. And finally, you will get the wholesaler's template for quick assignment cash, which will give you the templates we use to present our wholesale deals professionally and efficiently to our buyers. I know that is a ton of things to say. I'm glad you were able to stick with it. So you'll get both the ebook and all of those 7 free bonuses when you download the ebook today. All we charge is the admin cost to run the show. So if you are interested in the ebook and the bonus bundle, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Click on Get the Ebook Bundle at the top of the page and take advantage of that deal. With that housekeeping item covered, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day and even better week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.